It's warm. You can just sort of figure that that little comment's probably going to be made on every audio boo I make until it starts getting down into a reasonable temperature, just because if you were here, it'd be the first thing you'd think, too. It's very warm. But not as warm as it has been. It's actually not so bad right now because we've got some cloud cover here in Kentucky. And I'm pleased with that. Heading out to lunch. Did something kind of extreme last night. Well, not really extreme, but I'm glad I did it. Not going to say it's a permanent thing, but maybe. But I quit Twitter. Entirely. Actually deleted my account. No real dramatic reason why exactly, except for I really just hadn't been enjoying Twitter for a while. There's something, anytime you have a system where you've got that many variables, that kind of a population, there's always going to be change over time. Frankly, sort of what Twitter has started becoming was just a little boring to me. It seemed like more and more it was becoming a little, I'm trying to think of a good description for it. It was just becoming kind of a shouting match between people. And I don't mean a shouting match as in an argument or a debate. I just mean it seemed as though I don't know. It was just it had lost something. It had lost some kind of conversational quality, and it was becoming much more about these little blurted announcements rather than a lot of really good information. Now, granted, I mean, you know, for the last several months, it seems like the amount of automated bots that were following me just spiked. I mean, it was crazy. For some reason, I suppose everybody had the problem, but it was nuts. It seemed like just about every new follower I would get, and I would get several a day, was some marketing automaton. Yeah, I just decided to do it, and I thought, you know, my reasons are actually this. Not only had I not really been enjoying it, but I wasn't really seeing much of a point. It just seemed to be another thing that I was having to keep track of. And what I found was that I would sort of spontaneously, you know, the very first thing I would do in the morning would be check Twitter, and the very last thing I'd do in the evening would be check Twitter, and while I was sitting at home working on an illustration or on a, you know, video or whatever, I would have Twitter on beside me. And then after a while, I started thinking, you know what? I'm really not seeing anything nearly interesting enough to devote this much attention to. So I'm not going to say that I won't ever pick Twitter back up again. As a matter of fact, I think it's likely that I probably will. At some point, reopen a Twitter account. But for right now, I just didn't see the purpose in it. It was, it just wasn't suiting. You know, I'm not knocking Twitter. I'm just saying it just wasn't suiting my purposes. I don't know. See, I did the same thing with Facebook quite a while ago. It's been more than a year, and I was on Facebook like 500 million other people, and after a while, I started to realize, you know, all I'm really doing is I'm just reading sort of people's random comments and just surfing around. And while it's kind of, you know, it's easy to fall into that, and it's sort of fun to do even. At the same time, I thought this sort of does go against the philosophy that I've tried to cultivate in myself of sort of simplifying things a little bit more, not looking for more sort of information, you know, reaching that point of saturation, but trying to sort of simplify it and ease the stress and focus on the things I really want to do and the things that are going to kind of make me happy. You know, Facebook and Twitter, it seems like such an inconsequential thing, but if you're on it a lot and a lot of people are. I think you're going to be surprised at how much of a habit is developed there. And that was my thing, is I was so surprised that when I, like, for instance, this morning, I kept thinking, oh, I need to tweet this, or I'm going to go online, and then I remembered, oh, not only did I delete my account, but I deleted, you know, Twitter from my iPad on my iPhone, so I don't even have access to it without a web browser. But it's gonna be good, I think. I think it's gonna be good for me. It's things like that, you know, especially when you're a dude like myself who has to spend so much time at a computer anyway. I'm always looking for ways to kind of unplug myself and sort of free up some time where I'm not a computer interface, so to speak. But anyway, that's my story. Quit Twitter and developing the Twitter shakes, I think. But I think it's going to be good.